This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the air. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And Daryl, we're talking about the USDA murdering kittens.
Yes, we are. And apparently, the bill that unfortunately will not get acted on, which just means that it will have to get filed again next year, that would put an end to this. The Kitten Act, which stands for Kittens and Traumatic Testing Ends Now Act.
I'm not sure I'm convinced on this. I don't know.
You're not convinced that it's not going to get voted on this year when Congress has said that they're not voting on anything until the new Congress is sworn in on January 3rd?
Thanks for making that clear. No, I am not sure that I think that this bill should be passed. At this point, we're talking
You're
about
in favor of killing kittens?
If they're infected with what's the name of the virus?
Toxoplasmosis.
Toxoplasmosis on purpose.
And then treated for it in the lab and then killed.
I understand. I'm not sure. Like, I don't know everything about toxoplasmosis, and I would need to be convinced on that issue.
It's really only dangerous for pregnant women.
So they say. It also has an effect on regular folks. It makes you like cats more. It makes you possibly suicidal. Sometimes people have these flashes of suicidal thoughts. We don't have any people who end up driving their cars into the opposing lane of traffic because of cat carrying disease. So
I haven't heard that before. That
nor have I.
Okay.
Makes you like cats more, or makes you suicidal.
I have heard it makes you like cats more.
That's fascinating.
Representative Merkley, Jeff Merkley from Oregon, introduced this bill after the White Coat Waste Project wound up releasing some documents about the practice that apparently has been going on for about 50 years. Nevertheless, the USDA has continued to defend the practice, arguing they're just following best practices. All things considered, Reason says, this is a remarkable testament to a bureaucracy's habit of just continuing to do the same thing they've always done, regardless of how cruel or unnecessary it might be. Indeed, it's hard to think of anyone that could be opposed to ending needless government euthanasia of potential fur babies. Again, no action has yet been taken and probably won't be. A companion House bill, which would prohibit any painful or stressful USDA experimentation on cats, was introduced back in May, but has sat in committee ever since. Even in these divided times, one would hope that Americans could at least rally around the cause of saving a few cute kittens from needless taxpayer-funded annihilation.
I'd really like to see them reduce the number of cats that they're breeding specifically for this purpose, because there really are enough cats already in shelters looking for homes. We don't need to be adding more, but do they really need this many cats to experiment with? I wonder, and I know that's not in the article.
I just want to remind people that your taxes are paying to kill cute baby kittens. Your taxes are paying for that.
Sure. The cats, we have to know about toxoplasmosis, and you're going to have to do live animal testing, and it's cats that it affects most greatly. You want to get a kitten because you don't know whether these adult cats at the shelter have already been exposed to toxoplasmosis, and apparently it's most virulent in the first 3 weeks, and so you can't, otherwise they're doing a great deal of testing on the cat to see whether or not it's got it, whereas a kitten doesn't have it necessarily, so that's the reason they do what they do.
Right, I understand that they can't just go, for their testing purposes, go to the shelters and get them from there.
Yeah.
But do they need this many cats to test on at all? I mean, 100 a year?
That's not
I understand
many.
That they need to do some animal testing, but that seems like a lot to test year
after. Two per state.
I mean, what
this
are they
is all happening
here?
In one lab.
I know, but it's
we're talking about two per day.
Yeah.
Two per day?
No, that would be.
Oh, wait. No.
One every 30
whatever, week. Like three two and a half days.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My math was wrong.
Right. We were talking states and days and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, I'm not here advocating for killing as many kittens as possible. Believe
sure
me.
As hell sounds like it.
But I will say that toxoplasmosis is a serious disease, and we need to do what we can do to prevent that infection in humans. Cats aren't something we're running low on. This is,
that's true.
Frankly, one of the, it's a terrible little predator that has spread all over the globe because, well, it's adorable and, you know, friendly and all those things. But the songbirds that are killed every year, the disease that is mm-hmm. spread by this predator, cats are, you know, yeah.
Man, there is a thing that I've read before about how much do cats actually kill.
Yes.
And it's just absolutely hilariously weird.
Is it a lot or a little?
It's a lot because that they break down numbers of, you know, we only see a certain percentage of what cats kill.
Right.
And then there are things that they might just maim that will then die later. And it's very lengthy.
Uh-huh.
But it's also fairly interesting. I'll try to find it and put it out on the social media.
So apparently, both cats and dogs have been used for centuries to protect babies from rats. The ancient Egyptians used to use cats for that purpose quite frequently.
Most times, cats aren't big enough to handle, like, you know, brown rats.
Mm-hmm.
We have a cat that was supposed to be a barn cat that turns out was just a really misbehaving house cat. She like, bites you for no reason. We call her Sybil. That's the name that came with her. And, you know, so when we moved house recently, this year, and she came with us because my wife has grown attached to this horrible animal. But we had to put a cat door in because she still has to go out and find rodents to kill.
Uh-huh.
Now we have never seen her attack a bird, and she's also obese. So, you know, if the rodent is getting caught by this, she mostly somehow digs up moles. I don't know how she does it exactly, but she's heck on rodents. There's no doubt. But she could never. We had a pig farm at the last place, and she could never handle the rats.
The rats are pretty big.
Yeah.
Pretty nasty.
And the best thing to handle rats, you go to Home Depot and get these big black cat rat traps.
If I see rats, I'm hiring somebody to deal with that one. I'm not going to do that one myself.
Well, these
might
traps...
Might as well do myself, but not the rats.
These traps are great. They got a little thing on them that you can tie to a nail and nail into the ground because the rats will drag the trap off. you know? And, you know, frankly, traps far more effective on rats than anything any cat's ever going to be.
The one bright silver lining, if you have mice, is that you almost certainly do not have rats if you have mice because they do not occupy the same spaces.
Yes.
Which is a plus, yay.
Yeah, the rats drive just about everything out.
Mm-hmm.
Anything left of this article, Daryl?
No, but I did find some numbers. ABC News apparently has the not as interesting story here about how much cats actually wind up killing. And the Smithsonian Conservation Biology Institute and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service did some research and discovered that cats are responsible for the death of between 1.4 to 3.7 billion birds every year, as well as upwards of just under 21 billion mammals every year.
Yeah, I mean, which mammals are we talking about? We're talking about small rodents, basically, and it's hard to feel bad about that. I mean, the rare endangered North American shrew, I doubt it. It's mostly pests. It's a pest that kills other pests. That's the way they look at these creatures.
Could be like a, you know, baby beaver.
It could be a baby beaver. you have never lived in proximity to a beaver, because those things are pests. They're awful creatures that jam up waterways for no particularly good reason. You know,
humans also jam up waterways for no particularly good reason other than, I want to go skiing in the Colorado River.
Yes, well, if you pay the property taxes on the area, then I have less problem with it. The beavers don't. And you can't get rid of them because they're protected in many cases. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And in the last segment, Mark advocates for the murder of kittens. Well, not exactly, but...
You kind of did.
Yeah. Now, Daryl, actually, I'm going to switch tracks here a little bit. Apparently, the TSA is switching from pointy-eared dogs to floppy-eared dogs.
Yet this is not the Onion. I repeat, this is not the Onion.
This is not Pet Talk Live either.
This is not some. No. So when I saw the headline, I was thinking, what satire site is this from? Headline, TSA to deploy more floppy-eared dogs because they're less scary than pointy-eared dogs.
I'd say that floppy-eared dogs probably are a little less scary than pointy-eared dogs, but that's because people are stupid.
It's really the teeth that I'm concerned about, not the ears.
The teeth on a golden retriever are terrifying if you just look at the teeth.
The picture that they have accompanying this article, by the way, it's from the L.A. Times. They picture here a German short-haired pointer.
Okay.
That, aside from having floppy ears, looks kind of like, you know, a Rottweiler or a Doberman or something. It's one of those tall, skinny dogs.
Yep.
But, oh, it's got floppy ears instead of... So, it can still bite you.
And the dogs...
It's still going to snitch on you.
The dogs aren't there to be cute. The dogs are there to work.
Right, but we can't scare people when they walk past the drug-sniffing dog
or the
bomb-sniffing dog.
The TSA isn't actually working anyway. I mean, they're just a organized crime to make you pay significantly more for water. I mean, what else do they do? They're
security theater.
They're security theater. Well,
not my term. That is security experts.
Yeah,
that say that.
I was recently on one of these discount airlines. They said they'd get you through security more quickly if you paid $8, which says to me that there's not much going on in security if you can get me through it more quickly if I pay you $8.
Yeah.
What's the point of this?
It is a racket. It is extortion.
If I'm a bad guy, I'm clearly going to pay the $8.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The article here, let's jump in. They say, in its effort to make the airport security screening process faster, the TSA is employing new high-tech baggage scanners, facial recognition cameras, and automated lanes to eliminate passenger gridlock. But TSA Administrator David Pekoski said the agency is also making at least one new change to reduce traveler stress, deploying more floppy-eared dogs rather than the pointy-eared dogs that sniff out explosives in public areas.
I would really just rather if they were nice to us when we went through there.
Look, all I want to do is be able to keep my shoes on. Yeah. I mean, why do I got to
get the TSA
pre-check?
Oh, wait, I don't know if you can get the TSA pre-check.
I think I can get the TSA pre-check, but you're right. You're talking about my felony.
Yes.
I'm traveling several times a year on airplanes. And I've got, you know, horrifying felonies on my record. I don't consider myself guilty and was released by an order of the Florida Supreme Court. Nonetheless,
got a record.
I got a record. And so they're not protecting you from anything in that way.
Right. During a recent tour of Washington Dulles International Airport.
And by the way, the TSA pre-check is a scam. I mean, if they know whether you're a bad guy or not because you're flying. Right. If you should be able to look at somebody takes the time to look at my flight record for the last 10 years, they're gonna be like, oh yeah,
right,
this guy's been on probably 100 flights in this amount of time. That might be an exaggeration, but not much of one. 50 flights in this amount of time. Nothing's happened. They should just give you a pre-check. I mean, what's the point? Why go and pay $100 and get all the rigmarole? Because bureaucracy is bureaucracy. That's
why.
Mm-hmm.
During a recent tour of Washington Dulles International Airport, Pekoski told the Washington Examiner that his agency believes floppy-eared dogs are less intimidating to travelers than dogs with pointy ears. He said, "We find the passenger acceptance of floppy-eared dogs is just better. It presents just a little bit less of a concern, and it doesn't scare the children." So it's all about passenger stress. We can't have people stressed out when they're going through TSA.
My mother has shown Dobermans most of my life. She is a dog handler of some renown. She is actually on the board of the AKC, like the larger body.
The American Kennel Club.
Yep, the American Kennel Club. The larger body, not the ruling board. But so, you know, every year she goes to, I think it's usually New Jersey, and they vote on, well, you know, which dogs get to be AKC breeds and which ones aren't and all that other probably a bunch
of dumb
crap.
Which dogs get to be dogs this year.
Right. But we've had Dobermans my entire life, and we were just walking her dog when I was down last week for the holidays, and my wife and I out, and it's true. She's got a Doberman who's very sweet, as long as she's not an offense. She's going to bark her head off if there's a fence between you and her, but once, if she's on the leash or whatever and just out in public, no, she's no problem at all. She's very loving, and she's, you know, shove your hand up to get her head underneath there for a little more scritches. I mean, but people are scared of her because of those pointy ears. Mm-hmm. They stick way up on Dobermans, and the way they look when they're alert is just, it's terrifying.
I don't think it's just the ears. A Doberman is a pretty big dog.
Jeez.
And it's a very lean, muscular dog.
And they've got the snout.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pointy. They're pointy. They're a study in motion. Points all over the place. You know, knobby, pointy things.
But TSA.
I wonder how much time the TSA spent pondering this dog ear issue. How much
well,
of their
they,
money?
They kind of get into that. They don't talk about the money, but they do say that the TSA has more than 900 teams of officers and bomb-sniffing dogs, either screening passengers at airports or sniffing cargo and baggage behind the scenes. About a third of the dogs actually interact with passengers, according to the TSA. They train 7 breeds of dog, and then they actually list them here.
What are they?
As well as the type of ears.
Okay.
German Shepherds.
Pointy.
Pointy.
Uh-huh.
Labrador Retrievers.
Floppy.
German Short-Haired Pointers.
Floppy.
Wire-Haired Pointers.
Floppy.
Vizlas. That's apparently the name. Vizlas.
Yes, it's...
I've never
Floppy.
Heard of it.
I've never heard of it either. Belgian Malinois.
I don't know.
Pointy.
Okay.
And Golden Retrievers.
Floppy.
Because of the federal government shutdown, however, TSA representatives could not be reached to comment on how the agency plans to actually transition to more floppy-eared dogs. Well, it sounds like
they've got
5 out of 7 dogs that they train are floppy-eared.
Hey, I don't know why they're doing Goldens when there's how much more grooming costs there are to a Golden than there is to a Lab. I mean, you know, they're long-haired dogs. Big pain. Are my tax dollars going for pampering days for the bomb sniffing Goldens? Anyway, I think dogs are great when they, you know, to be used by the TSA because they don't waste as much of our time and they're not as invasive and they have incredible noses.
They do.
855-450-3733-855-450-FREE.
Let's go with drug sniffing cats. They won't snitch on you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
It's going to be one of the most well-policed
best protected events at one of the safest venues in the entire world.
That's New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill as police in the Big Apple and detectives across the country prepare to keep you safe for New Year's celebrations. The New Year's Eve Times Square Ball, 12,000 pounds, ready to go. Law enforcement establishing frozen zones. There are snipers on roofs, bomb-sniffing dogs patrolling the streets, radiation detectors, and this year, the NYPD using drones. John Miller, NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence and Counterterrorism.
What's different this year is the counter-drone technology.
In other news, the partial government shutdown now in its second week and will roll into 2019. Lawmakers return to Capitol Hill after the New Year's holiday on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live's live Sunday edition. You are welcome to call in, talk about whatever's on your mind here. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. We've been talking about, well, in the last segment, apparently the TSA is opting for floppy-eared dogs over pointy-eared dogs to make us all feel better, which... I don't know if that says anything bad about the TSA, but it certainly says something bad about the average American. This is, oh boy, I feel better that the government is employing floppy-eared dogs to frisk me at the airport. If you are a libertarian and you want to find other businesses that you want to do some business with, because, well, frankly, we've been asked that for many years here on Free Talk Live. Why isn't there a directory of libertarian businesses? Well, there is. And we've teamed up with them to offer their services to you for free. Go to liberty.menu. You can sign up there. It's a tool for your community. It's a core. It's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. Listings can be rated and reviewed. There's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. Liberty.menu, it's exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. And use our code, FTL. You get a free special badge there. It's liberty.menu. Liberty.menu. Let's go to Matt calling in from Louisiana. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. And Laurel,
Hi.
Laura. I found your...
Laurel.
Laurel. Okay.
Yes.
That's good. Oh, good. Now I'm all messed up.
That's right.
I found your YouTube channel, and I love it.
Thank you.
Really? Great.
It's the truth about immigration for everybody who's watching this.
Go Laurel's to, YouTube channel. Sorry. Yes. The truth about immigration. Yes.
Yes. Go to anybody who wants to see it. Go to YouTube and just in the search field, put in the truth about immigration. A few different channels will come up, but I'm one of them. So it's me.
Yes. So the welcome to the Alternative Influencers Network. So I was just wondering this thing about the bump stock ban. It's like, can I get my nationalism and my border security without a side of gun control? And this has got the 2A community, like, all just going at each other. Some of them are like, I told you he was going to bone us. And others are like, no, he's playing 4D chess with, you know, strange ninja moves that will become apparent in the future. And I'm like, oh, geez, I don't know which is the truth. I mean,
yeah, I don't think he should have caved. And, you know, a couple of years ago, I would have said, yeah, of course we should ban those because they don't really have a useful purpose or whatever. We don't need them. But now I've had a big change of heart on that. There's a couple of reasons.
Yeah,
that,
what's the reason? Because to my mind, although I don't support a bump stock ban.
Right.
I don't really see a point for bump stocks. I mean, it's more of a novelty item than anything.
Okay, so there's a couple of problems. One of them is that the rule that has been passed or the law that has been passed makes it illegal to own something that you purchased legally. So just having the bump stocks is now illegal, even if you purchased them before this change in the law.
Okay.
Didn't they wind up doing the same thing to lawn darts back in the 80s, though?
I don't remember that.
I don't think they made them actually illegal, but I've been looking for a good set of used lawn darts. But
lawn darts are a terrifying item, Laurel, if you don't know anything about this. Now, imagine a dart, right? Now, you shorten up the shaft of the dart so that the wings are very close to the head, and then you grow it and put a weight near the head of it, so probably 5 pounds, so there's a spike, a weight, and the purpose of this is you grab the end of it, you throw it up in the air, and then you attempt to get it into a circle. However,
it doesn't always land in the circle.
Well, I mean, you've got kids and drunk people throwing these things up in the air. I mean, you know, people getting pegged in the head with a lawn dart.
Okay, I'm not saying lawn darts are a good idea.
They didn't even see it coming, and that's the worst part.
Right, but my point is, as I recall it, and
now they don't even sell them at the Walmart anymore.
Right, so they're illegal to distribute, but I thought that when the ban on them went into effect, everybody that owned them had to destroy them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think the leg lamp thing is also, you know, doesn't serve a real purpose, but there shouldn't be a ban on leg lamps.
So I think the caller had something to add about that.
Matt, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's just a couple of things. One is the procedure, because I can foresee that, okay, so this is, let's say, the lawsuits don't succeed and this rule stands. It's not a law. It's a rule passed by, the ATF, with the approval of, acting attorney general. If it stands, and that means that a President Kamala Harris could decide that any box loaded, semi-automatic is now, you know, banned.
Don't say President Kamala Harris. I need to be able to sleep tonight.
No, sorry, I don't let people sleep. I'm bad.
This is a possibility, though, I suppose.
And then the other thing is compliance. They have no idea who owns these things because they were not regulated before. And as the state of New Jersey will tell you, with their magazine ban, not a lot of people are complying. As a matter of fact, the New Jersey State Police said pretty much nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
Turned in their magazines when they, you know, changed the magazine size.
Right. It's quote unquote high capacity, which, you know, the AR-15 comes with a 30 round magazine. It's not quote unquote high capacity, and nobody's complying. So this,
right. So they basically just created an entire new group of criminals without any victims.
Right. And so the entire procedure behind this really bothers me, you know.
Right,
maybe he does think he's playing some kind of 4D chess.
I think he thinks he's giving in, and then he'll be able to use that as a negotiation later of, oh, hey, I already gave in on something. I'm not going to give in again. I mean, well, people who are supporting what he's doing are saying that. I don't know.
He did it in conjunction with the shooting in the at the school in Florida, which, of course, didn't have anything to do with bump stock. That was the shooting before that. But whatever.
But it was the Las Vegas thing that had something to do with bump stocks. But then I'm still against banning the civilian ownership of any category of weapon because
that's my other reason why I'm against banning the bump stocks. The first one was that you're making it illegal to possess something that you already purchased legally. And then the other reason is the anti-gun lobby is never going to be satisfied. It doesn't matter what we give in on. You know, we give in on this and we think, okay, it's done. No, now they're going to go on to the next thing. They will never be satisfied.
They won't
it doesn't
be satisfied
matter.
They won't be satisfied till we're reduced to using muzzle loaders with flip locks.
So I think
and maybe
taken,
even
I agree,
then they might want to go to matchlocks.
I agree with Matt Christensen on this. At this point, it's not one more inch, just across the board for anything having to do with guns, because they will just never be satisfied. And people are giving in because they think, okay, we'll give in on this, and that'll be it. That'll be end. It's never going to be the end, so don't give an inch.
Right, and people, it's a natural human reaction to want to negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that you have to ask yourself is, do I have a right to negotiate someone else's right to protect themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I don't have all of these weapons. I don't have some kind of stockpile of AR-15s at my house or anything like that because, well, it's not the lifestyle I want to live.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think that you should be able to have them if you want. If you use them to commit a crime, you obviously should be charged. But we already have laws for all of that stuff.
Yeah. Right.
And
yeah, murder is already against the law. What are you going to do? Make it more extra illegal? It's,
right.
Oh, yeah, like hate crimes. That's another one that, like, brr. But that one doesn't.
Right. It's just,
I wouldn't go into that.
It adds sentencing. It adds another charge
right.
sentencing, so that they can for the people they dislike. We don't know why somebody commits a crime every time, and hate crime rules are it's already illegal. We don't need extra.
Just
enforce the laws
dead.
We have. Indeed. Thanks for the call, Matthew.
Ciao.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Do you think we should be banning guns? Which guns? Why? What bullets? How? Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSclinic.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition, and you are free to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been going over, well, quite a few different things here as the night has progressed, from the USDA killing cats to the
meow.
TSA. What was that noise?
Meow.
Oh, God. I had no idea. I thought it was some caller on the line that I'm like, what is that?
No, it's me making cat noises said cats.
TSA advocating now for floppier dogs, and Utah lowers the DOI.
Well, you see, Mark,
limit to
the TSA is very stressful, and we can't be adding stress by having scary-looking dogs. We've got to have cute, friendly-looking dogs that everybody's going to want to pet, and then they get yelled at by the big, scary, angry TSA guy saying, "You can't pet my dog!"
Yep. Well,
thus increasing the stress. Thus, what they need is therapeutic kittens.
You probably shouldn't be petting dogs that are at work.
Then don't bring cute dogs to work.
Well,
use the pointy-eared ones.
What about blind people? They've got to be able to see. They got to get around, and their dogs are working. When on the job, you leave them alone. That's how that goes. You don't have to like it. You've got to live with it.
I know that. I'm just saying there's going to be somebody that's going to want to pet the dog, and then the scary mean man is going to yell at them.
Sometimes,
that's why they need give everybody that wants a therapeutic kitten when they get in line, and then they return it on the other side. You
get the ones from the USDA that they're killing off with toxoplasmosis.
Exactly.
You spread it around, put them in a confined sealed tube, fly them through the air for a few hours, and when they get out,
you put the kitten in the kitten return bin on the other side of security.
I'd much rather talk about Ebola coming from the Congo.
So right now
give me a cat with Ebola.
Right now we are in the middle of the second deadliest Ebola outbreak in history. The first most deadliest was from
a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it was 2014 to 2016.
Okay.
And over 11,000 people died before it was over.
So mostly in Africa.
Mostly in Africa, and it was in Western Africa. It was Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. So now it is in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is in the middle of Africa. And there is a war going on there right now, which makes the virus very difficult to contain. So far, only about 360 people have died compared to the 11,000 that died in the other epidemic. However, this is new. This is just the beginning of this epidemic, so we don't know how many people will have died by the time this is over. It's just
really
beginning.
The important question is, how many are in America?
Oh, there is one here now.
Oh, good.
He was a...
Did we fly him in?
We did.
We're so good at that.
He was a medical worker, foreign aid, an American healthcare worker.
By the way, before you go any further, last night on the air, we're talking about immigration, and a guy called in concerned that immigrants are bringing, diseases that we have eradicated in the United States over the border and those kind of things.
They're bringing in tuberculosis, yeah.
Yeah, usually drug-resistant tuberculosis is the thing that, the big bugbear that everyone's scared of. But yeah, TB's really been stomped down here in the United States, and it's not so much in Central America. However, apparently the CDC is flying in people from with Ebola right into the country.
Well, it's an American, so they can't deny him entry. But when he came in, they can quarantine him or isolate him.
Under international law, you cannot be prevented from returning to your home country.
I see.
Your country of citizenship. So he was flown to a center at the University of Nebraska Medical Center where they have facilities to deal with outbreaks such as this, and he can be isolated. Incidentally, I learned this today, the difference between isolation and quarantine. Isolation is for people who are sick, whereas quarantine is for people who may have been exposed to it and might be sick but haven't shown any symptoms. So quarantine is really for people who aren't sick. But isolation is for people who are. So
how are they quarantined? I mean, the quarantine sounds so great, right? Like, oh, good, he's quarantined. But what does that mean? Does it mean he has to go home and isn't allowed to go to the grocery store? Or does it mean that they're holding him in some, vacuum-sealed chamber someplace?
It means they're holding him in a vacuum-sealed chamber because they were doing self-watching in the last epidemic.
Uh-huh.
Some people, they were sending them home, and they were saying, try to isolate yourself in your home. Environment and report back and monitor, but that's not quarantine. The quarantine is going to be a government ordered in a very secure facility.
Yeah, that's what I would want in that circumstances. Hey, you're going to spend a few nights in our very special hotel.
There's actually quarantine centers at most major airports in the United States specifically for this reason.
I hope they're comfortable, but nonetheless.
I was going to tour one when I wrote a paper on this during the last outbreak, but the outbreak ended before I got a chance to do any kind of tour. So I'm sad. I really would have wanted to tour it. So I don't know what they look like, but presumably it's going to be very similar to a hospital environment where, you've got a bed and a TV, hopefully.
If you're not sick, it would be really kind of stink. I mean,
you're going to be bored.
Yeah.
You're going to be bored. Hopefully you've got some books.
Yeah.
So.
Get your handheld device. I mean, that's what everybody handles boredom with now.
And incidentally, for people who are suspected of being exposed to Ebola, the quarantine is usually 72 hours. And then after 72 hours, the government would be required to give a reason for why the quarantine was extended beyond that. The reason's got to be something like, well, now you have a fever. So
this is showing.
They can only hold somebody without an extra reason from after 72 hours if they have another reason.
So within 72 hours, if you French kiss the person with Ebola as you got on the plane, right? Just as you're getting on the
gangway.
That
sounds like a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it. This is not me advocating French kissing people with Ebola. And then you step on the plane. Within 72 hours, you should be showing symptoms?
No, and that's one of the problems is that it can be 21 days.
Who puts these rules in place?
Yeah, so I don't know why they... I think 72 hours has to do with the rights of the individual.
Yeah.
They don't want to hold people longer than that.
In Florida, the Baker Act, it's called different things in different states, but basically it has to do with a mental health thing, is that a mental health hold can only be for 72 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, here in New Hampshire, sometimes they're longer because you don't get seen by the mental health professional, and I don't know exactly how it goes. But
right, but exactly. For Ebola, the incubation period is 21 days.
Yeah, so, CDC says that symptoms may appear anywhere from 2 to 21 days mm-hmm. after first contact. The average is 8 to 10 days.
So 72 hours just doesn't seem like enough.
And apparently the symptoms that one would wind up showing are the same as if you had the flu.
Yeah.
Until it gets really bad.
Yeah.
And then you start bleeding from your eyes.
Right.
Which doesn't
like,
usually happen with the flu.
The initial symptoms that you would show within 8 to 10 days.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got the flu. I mean, Ebola.
Yeah.
One of these kids that just died in the custody of Customs and Border Patrol now died from the flu. And, you know.
Yeah, that was one of those things to where, you know, when it first came out, everybody was like, holy crap, another kid died.
Customs and Border Patrol keeps killing kids.
Right. It was only, you know, like 2 or 3 weeks after another kid had died.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came out that Border Patrol had taken the kid to the hospital. Kid was treated. Hospital said he should be fine.
You're talking about the newest one, yeah.
Right. And then early the next morning, kid wasn't doing any better. They went back to the hospital, and then the kid died in the hospital. And then it was about a week later when they finally said, oh, yeah, it was the flu.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The flu kills people, especially the young and the old.
It does.
I mean, it's a dangerous thing. Sadly, the vaccinations for the flu are not particularly effective because they don't know what strain is going to be spread around.
We're going to vaccinate you for the flu that people had last year, and hopefully the one this year is the same.
Well, I think what they're doing is they're looking at the flu in Australia and trying to predict that that's going to be this year's.
Oh, everything in Australia kills you.
Sure.
The ants, everything. Yeah.
Well, they've got a dingo fence running through the middle of the country.
What's that for?
To prevent the dingoes from getting from one side of the country to the other?
That's not a dog rights violation? I mean, you know, America can't run a fence across you know, the North American continent, but the Australians can do it on theirs?
I guess anything goes in Australia. I don't know.
Yes. I mean, dingoes don't dig under fences. They don't jump over fences.
I saw it on some nature documentary, dude. I don't know.
I need to look this up, huh?
I don't know how deep the fence goes. I just know that this nature documentary I was watching one time, they went and they're like, oh, yeah, that's the dingo fence. Make sure you close the door. It's a major penalty if you leave the door of the dingo fence open.
I don't know how we got to dingoes from Ebola.
I don't know either, but I'd hate to think the Australian military was going to lose
everything
the
in Australia killed
and the emus.
They did have a war against the kangaroos.
The emus. And
the
lost.
Emus. The emus,
yeah.
Yes.
855-450-3733. They were valiant, by the way, in World War I and World War II. It's just kind of a funny story about the dingo, or the emus. 855-450-FREE.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.